to a total turnaround in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, for an angel went down at a certain season. Somebody say season. Season. At a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whoever thence first step after the troubling of the water in which was made whole of whatsoever disease. That means when the water is stirred, when the new season is to begin, the angel will come down and go into the pool and stir it. As he stir it, whoever step in, whatever the level of disease, disappear. Whatever the level of issue, disappear. But one day, Jesus went in there and said, I am the creator of new season. He said, there are seasons, there are patterns you follow before. But I've come to create a new season. I've come to start something new for you. I've come to start something significant for you. I've come to take you to another level. So new season begins when you are ready yourself. Hallelujah. I am going, like I said to you, I'm going to be brief. The Bible says, any man that step into the water will be turned around. Because I know we are moving to the season to testify. We are moving to another season to experience another level of joy. We are moving to the season that will be made whole. Now, the angel came in to stir the pool for your sake. The angel doesn't need the stirring of the pool. It is you and me that need the change. I speak that change to your life today in the name of Jesus. Please understand this morning. My season cannot change your season. My season cannot stop your season. And your season cannot stop mine. Will we all experience turnaround today in the name of Jesus? Mercy will speak for somebody today. Jehovah will speak for somebody today in the name of Jesus. Listen, it is important that we understand that weeping may endure for a night. Who can complete that? But joy cometh in the morning. Every weeping, every crying that you have been going through, it ends today in the name of Jesus. A new season is starting for you. A new season is beginning for you in the name of Jesus. In the book of Genesis 8:22, we use it a lot. Please put it up quickly, boys. I need to run. In the book of Genesis 8:22, it says, why the earth remaineth? In as far as me and you are on this earth, seed time and harvest will not cease. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat. Today, now we move into another season in the UK. The time change. Abby, it says summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. If you have this belief, know that anything you are going through, a change is coming. Know that pain you are going through, a change is coming. Know that anything that is troubling you, a change is coming. The stirring of the pool is going on. The stirring of the water is going on. The stirring of the atmosphere is going on. A change is coming to you now in the name of Jesus. It says season does not change. It says so far life remains. The only person that season don't change is the people who are dead. If you are still alive, your season is bound to change. If you are still here, in life we move from season to season. Look at what the book of Ecclesiastes says. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Every one of us know it. Ecclesiastes. Oh, Nikoshole Bragada. Libro Dogodo. You know, one day we know Emmanuel as a little boy. Is it? Who used to fall down in the church? It's not Emmanuel. No, it's not Emmanuel. That's one of our little child that would just fall down. See Emmanuel now. He's now gentle. Hallelujah. Sometimes he was running around the church. It's not a big boy. Just calm down. Amen. Hallelujah. You can see, you know, almost every adult here, you've seen series of seasons in the life of these children. Huh? I look at my baby girl, he was coming here with this one. I say, wow. Oh boy, you're getting old. Oh. Hallelujah. Eh? My granddaughter came to me yesterday. Oh, customer. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. At least you know a car. A car. Hallelujah. It's a new season. A new season is coming to somebody. Hear me now, hear me well. Hear me and believe God this morning. Within the next 7 days, you will experience a turnaround in your life in the name of Jesus. The standing of the water will be for your sake. Something new will happen to you. Something good will happen to you. A good change is coming to you. The healing is coming to you. The transformation is coming to you. The money will come. The job will come. The transformation will come in the name of Jesus. In the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, start from verse 1, please. He said, from verse 1. Oh, yes, sir. He said, verse 1. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. I know my English is not too good. He said, to everything. Did he say something? To everything, there is a season. And a time. To every purpose under this heaven. So no matter who is troubling you, it will expire. Yeah. Say to somebody beside you, this season will expire. Yeah. This trouble will expire. Yeah. He said, under the heaven it will. A time to every purpose. Give me verse 2. And in verse 2 it says, likushabale, a time to be born. And a time to die. A time to plant. And a time to pluck up, which is planted. He said, there's a time for harvest. Go to verse 3. In verse 3, it says, a time to kill. So when we kill the witches, Bible said there's a time to kill them. When you kill those who are troubling you, the Bible said there's a time to kill them. And a time to heal. Your time of healing is now. Your time of total healing is now. It's a time to break down and a time to build up. Verse 4. I'm stopping in verse 4. It's a time to weep and a time to laugh. Your season of weeping is over. Your season of mourning is over. It is over in the name of Jesus. It's a time to laugh. And a time to dance. Somebody do a bit of dance on your seat. Eh? Hey, Holy Ghost, Kaba. You will dance and people will rejoice with you. You will dance and people will rejoice with you in the name of Jesus. So what I come to do this morning is to announce a new season, is to announce the rushing of the wind that will bring a new season to you, that will take you to a new place, that will take you to where you have never been, that will bring you into more convenience that you have never experienced, that will bring you into more wealth that you have never seen, that will bring you into a position that you have never been before, that will bring you into a comfort that you have never been before, that will bring you into your answered prayer, that will bring you into your season of celebration, that will bring you into a season of carrying what you have prayed for. You see, what God is about to do in your life, it will make you to sing and to dance. It will make you to rejoice. It will make you see, you serve a mighty God. You know that? You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. He does not change. He's the unchanging changer. He changes people without changing. He changes time and season without changing. He remains constant while he does not allow your situation to remain constant. He's your God. He's your maker. He is interested in you. God is not happy you are in sorrow. God is not happy you are delayed. God is not happy that you are not taking over. This morning I want somebody to take over. It's a season to be what God has called you to be. You cannot continue to whine and sorrow. Because your season of celebration is now. It's now. It is now. Hebrews 13:8. He said, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That songwriter, he said he has a track record of doing good. Track record. I mean, you can trace it back. If he has done it then, he can do it. Can you play that song for me? You remember it? Can you play it? He has a track record of doing good. What is the beginning of it? Elohim.
Lost for words, trying to describe you. Elohim, Elion, Hallelujah. Your greatness is all I see. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. If you have said it, then you will do it. Have no track record.
Go to the second page of that song. He said he has. If you have said it, if you have said it, then you will do it. If you have said there's a change of season coming, then you will do it. Because you have a track record of doing it. God bless you, my sister.
You are mighty.
I'm short of time. Listen. Somebody will soon be singing a new song. You know, there's a song. I think this guy sang it. He said, what I pray for has come to me. Bassi. Nathaniel Bassi. Yes. What we're praying for has come to pass. See what? Somebody's going to sing that within the next 1 week. See what the Lord has done.
See
what the Lord has done. What we pray for has come to pass.
See what the Lord.
If you know you will sing that, can you join them to sing it? See what. See what the Lord has done. What we pray for has come to pass.
See what the Lord has done.
Please, brother, listen. For 38 years, you can sit down for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I'm done. I'm excited preaching this because I'm expecting a change. Hallelujah. That man waited for 38 years. Am I right? 38 years. Why was he waiting for 38 years? He believed God that a change is coming. He believed he will not die there. That's what Yoruba called Takuti Jesu. He stayed there. The Bible says, against all hope, Abraham believed God. He hoped in God, knowing that one day something will change. I came here to tell somebody, your date of change is now. Your time of change is now. God is bringing that change to you now. God is bringing that change to you now. In the name of Jesus. Others have gotten their miracle. The man will remain. When will it be my own? Others will begin to sing, oh, God has done it. He will say, when will I get my home? Where will I sing my home? Brethren, bro, sister, I came to tell you, it is now. In this season, you will sing your own song. In this season, you will rejoice, only rejoicing. You will do it. The Bible said there is a season of moving forward. Look at what Daniel says in Daniel 2:21. He said, and it changes the time. And it changes the time and the season. He removed kings. And set up kings. So whoever need to go down for you to move up, we go down today in the name of Jesus. Whoever need to be removed for you to be lifted, we be removed today in the name of Jesus. It is your season. When God was about to raise Esther up, when God was about to lift Esther up, Vashti has to make mistake. Queen Vashti made mistake. It was removed. And all of a sudden, here we see Queen Esther. One day, Joseph slept in the prison. Am I talking to somebody? One day, Joseph slept in the prison. The next day, it was the prime minister. Who say bad thing cannot turn around? Who say change cannot come to be? Well, the Bible says every year, like the woman at the pool was going, Anna was going to Silo. Every year, he was crying in Silo. But one day, he received a word. He said, by this time of the year, you will carry what you'll be waiting for. There is another season that is coming. The Bible says a season when the stone that was rejected by the builder will become what? The head of the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. That's all you that you have been rejected. Wait for it. A new change is coming. Wait for it. A promotion is coming. Wait for it. A settlement is coming. Wait for it. Don't lose hope. You are moving to your season of testimony. Season of new career. Season of new uplift. Let's say, there's no age. There's no season. There's no time. That's too late for my God. You are too old. It's not in the calendar of my God. Everybody rise on your feet. I'll give you 3 prayer points. I told you, if I decide to preach this message too long, it will be too long. Yeah. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. As I pray this morning, bring me to my season of testimony. Bring me to my season of celebration. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I have just 4 minutes to pray. So you need to pray quickly. Bring me to my season of testimony. Give me to my season of testimony. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. My season of testimony. My season of testimony. Bring me to my season of testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. As I pray this morning, bring me to the season of my answered prayer. bring me to this season. When I carry my answered prayer, open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. That season when I carry my answered prayer, the season of my answered prayer, pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself. Oh, Kushati Kato. My season of answered prayer. My season of answered prayer. Lianda Yagodo Bregado. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
One singer singing said, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Today, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. In the book of Genesis, chapter 8, verse 1. Genesis 8, verse 1. It says, and the Lord remembered Noah. And the Lord remembered Noah. Not only Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God made the wind with the pass on the earth, and the water has switched. And the problem stops. We are going to cry to God. Remember me and my family today. Say with me, my father, my father, my father, my father, I, Daddy Oluwani, I come to you today. Remember me, remember my family, remember my loved one. Bring me to my season of remembrance. Oh, pray, my pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Bring me to my season of remembrance. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. This is your last prayer. Lord, bring me to my season of celebration. This is where I want you to pray. I've celebrated with people, oh God. Bring me to my own season of celebration. I want you to really pray this prayer seriously. I've rejoiced with people who got new job. Bring me to the season of people celebrating for getting a new job. I've celebrated birthday of 70th with people. Lord, bring me to that season that I will also be when it is time. Say with me, my father, my father, my father, my father, as I pray this morning, bring me to the season of my fulfillment. Bring me to the season when people will celebrate with me. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. The season of fulfillment. The season of fulfillment. Pray for yourself. Likanda bali godo. Egedo bolo godo. The season of fulfillment. The season of more than enough. Ikata tukato kata. Letondo baro godo. Egro godo 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 godo. Maranda ya godo gede gede gede. Ibre de koto. My season of fulfillment. My season of fulfillment. My season of fulfillment. My season of fulfillment. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we want to appreciate you. You have been good to us. We believe in the new season. Bring us to our new season. Change our life. Transform our life. Let everything turn around for our good. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. If you believe in what I prophesied today, put your hands together and celebrate God.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, and amen. Now, before I take the offering, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Immediately after service, we start.